The bulky piece of equipment we place our completed ballots on is mainly a storage bin, the ballot box. Ballots fall into either the write-in or the non-write-in bin. The machine on top, the tabulator, fits in a briefcase. It's stored in a vault when not in use. Every city and town clerk in the Commonwealth is testing tabulators in preparation for the September 6th primary election. They begin by marking 50 ballots, 25 Democratic, 25 Republican. Every candidate plus write-ins get at least one vote. Those votes are tallied on spreadsheets. Then the first machine is readied.
I'm going to take this tabulator out. I'm going to connect it to the ballot box.
That's Kingston Town Clerk Paul Gallagher. Next, two memory cards are inserted.
We have the cards that have been programmed to tabulate the ballots. I'm going to insert those into the tabulator.
And who programs the cards?
There's a private company contracted with the state.
The cards are programmed to recognize the ballots. Every tabulator in the state receives an identical card keyed to each election. The ballot box is unlocked. The tabulator is unlocked.
Each precinct and each tabulator has its own key. So we're going to set this on the security key identification. And then there's a code to open up the machine, code it for the day and the time, and zero out the tabulator so there's no ballots counted at this particular point in time, which will be done again on Election Day.
The machine is run without a ballot and produces a paper tape to indicate a beginning point of zero.
The system has just validated its security, and we're going to start to input the ballots.
The tabulator is an optical scanning machine. Like you would at the supermarket, it scans bubbles rather than barcodes.
That produces a paper tape that shows the tally. The tally is compared line to line with the spreadsheets.
Sheriff is 2 and 23, 13, 9, and 3. Perfect. All right, so the Democrat tabulator is correct.
The tabulator is reset to zero and returned to the vault. This is repeated one machine per precinct plus spares. Testing Kingston's five machines took 3 hours. It was open to the public and was observed. Every clerk reports results to the Secretary of State. Charles Matheson, WATD News.